Welcome to Kayfabe Only Brother, the internet's premier wrestling audio show.
Welcome to Kayfabe Only Brother,
the internet's foremost wrestling audio show.
That's not a lie. And so we're going to jump the show off with Raw. Raw was pre-recorded this week.
The worst kind of Raws.
Always. All shows pre-recorded are normally terrible.
They should open up Raws that are pre-recorded with, this Raw was recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Oh.
Fireworks.
just like Cheers.
Yes.
I was thinking more like,
if Raw was more like Cheers, I would watch Raw every week.
I mean, I do watch Raw every week, but if Raw was more like Cheers, I'd probably be a lot more happy about it.
Or they could be, instead of like the announcer's booth, they could be at a piano playing the All in the Family theme.
That's a good show, too. That was also filmed in front of a live studio audience. All right, anyway.
Just so you guys know, All in the Family is the greatest sitcom of all time. But anyway, continue with Raw. Go ahead. All
right, so let's roll in. That's debatable anyway, but let's roll into Raw. Raw starts out with the Survivor Series team in the ring. They all come out one by one, but Chris Jericho and Kevin Owens were the first ones out there, I believe.
So the team is Jericho, Owens,
Jericho,
Reigns.
Who else? Seth Rollins was the fifth member that Stephanie announced this week. And who was... Braun Strowman won the Battle Royal.
So Strowman's really the only weird one in the match then. Like he's the
He's at the beginning of his push. Also, it makes sense for him to be in the match since Bray Wyatt's on the other side.
So Braun Strowman will be the guy in the match when we redo this podcast in 10 years going, who the fuck was that guy?
Yeah, it's like when you go back and watch Elimination Chambers and Mike Knox is in the match and you're like, Knox? Who the fuck is Mike Knox?
We'll
talk about Mike Knox later.
I wouldn't knock I know who Mike Knox is.
He wouldn't knock Mike Knox. That's great.
I remember Mike Knox feuding with CM Punk in the WWE's ECW. But anyway, so that's how the Raw started out. And it led to the main event of the show, which was a match between that team.
So really, the only thing I know about Raw was that Stephanie McMahon decided to make a five-man match. How does it make any sense? I don't understand what they're doing. I really just want wrestling to just make a little bit of sense.
I'll make sense to you. Grizz, you could explain that in kayfabe only, brother.
All right. The only reason it makes sense to me, if they're having troubles within the team, you let them fight and hash it out, and that'll build team-building experience.
Yeah. If you
learn how to fight each other, you learn how to bond with each other.
You learn each other's weaknesses and strengths and friendship, maybe five new best friends.
Right, but exactly. I mean, wouldn't you want to just like put them on a five-man team against five other people and see what happens there first?
Oh, because then you're gonna get some hotheads. Who wants to do this? Who's not gonna listen to the other? Some blind tags. You want them to fight each other first. Sometimes it takes fighting somebody to build some respect for them. You ever been in a fight?
Not like a. I mean, with Adam multiple times.
Paul, I've seen you get punched in the face.
Fought?
Yeah, a lot.
Stole your mattress.
We fought over that.
I saw you get punched in the face.
We played water polo and we fought a lot too.
That's not fighting. That's for the love of the game.
No, we stopped like playing the game in the middle of it and started like literally fighting each other.
All right.
Remember when your eye was yellow, Paul?
Yeah, I got punched in the face by a girl. Uh-huh.
You deserved it.
Probably.
Who was that girl?
She's not here.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. She's not with us.
She's not of this earth anymore.
That's okay. Not true, by the way. She's alive and well.
Oh, my God, bro. You guys just scared the shit out of me.
Anywho, back to wrestling, which we were barely on the subject for, maybe 2 minutes? Adam, do you have anything you'd like to bring up about Raw this week? Any matches or segments that intrigued you?
For the most part, it was pretty lackluster, but the first match was between Sin Cara and Rich Swann versus the Brian Kendrick, and Noam Dar made his
Raw debut. Oh, yeah.
And that was probably the biggest pop of the week.
Over Bailey's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I mean, he's...
Oh, they
he's,
were very happy about him.
Yeah, he's a Scottish wrestler. I don't know, that whole match itself was weird, and Brian punched him at the end. It was really weird.
It was weird.
I mean, I don't understand what they're trying to set up there.
Well, I know they're setting up... I don't know what they're trying to set up, because Brian Kendrick's having a match with Kalisto.
It might have just been a one-off, and of course, the hometown guy lost, because fuck your hometown.
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about that last time.
I'm going to be upset about that forever. It's nonsense.
Yeah, so that was weird.
Sounds like a Springsteen B-side.
It is.
Fuck to my hometown.
Oh, just my hometown is.
Also on Raw, I guess the only other big thing that really happened was the club actually won again. That was cool, but it was a non-title match.
So, I didn't watch Raw, but every fucking result I read, the women's champion gets pinned, the cruiserweight champion gets pinned, and the tag team champions get pinned. It makes no sense to me. I don't understand why this is their only storytelling, mechanism. The only way they... Yeah, it doesn't... Every time a champion wins a belt, it's like, oh, I guess they're going to lose non-title matches for the next 4 months. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. It's not like in boxing, if Floyd Mayweather lost a fight, that would mean the person that beat him got to then fight him for the championship. It doesn't make any sense.
It's called number one contendership, bro. You have to earn that shit.
Yeah, by beating other contenders. If you beat the champion, you're the champion.
Well, yes.
Sometimes you could beat the champion, but I see what Paul's saying. It would be nice if they did some number one contenders matches a little more often. They used to. When we were kids, they used to do that all the time.
The champions never got pinned when we were kids.
They've had number one contender matches a lot more since the brand split. I'll give them that. They've had a bunch of fatal four ways and tournament type things. I don't know. I feel like they've done it more than they had beforehand. I do have a question about Raw and the storyline. New Day. Are they faces or heels?
There are no such thing as faces and heels anymore.
What does that mean?
That's what Vince has said. There's no such thing.
Well, they're clearly the good guys. I don't understand why they haven't cleanly won a match in months.
If they're clearly the good guys, then don't ask fucking stupid questions. And they've won plenty of clean matches. Hey. They beat the club.
No, he's right.
When was the last time they won a clean match?
They beat the club a ton of times.
Not cleanly. Francesco or Kofi have, at the last two times at the very least, have ended the match in disqualification.
Are you counting Francesca the trombone as a person?
I mean, yeah, it's Xavier's girlfriend.
Do you really think, kayfabe only, question, do you think he's fucking that trombone?
Well, he was banging the other trombone, and then I can't remember who killed it.
I don't know. Chris Jericho. Enzo Amore got a little thing going on with the trombone at one point, too, remember?
Do you think these wrestlers have stuck their dick in that trombone?
I would hope their dick doesn't fit.
Could be, right?
Oh, the opening. My God.
The big opening.
The opening. Oh, my God. Good God.
There's a reason his name's Big E.
That trombone's got a family. Good God almighty.
Do you think it's possible for Big E to fill the sound end while what's his name? PhD guy has his mouth on the receiving end?
Do you not know Xavier Woods' name?
PhD guy. Wait, are you telling me that Big E is getting blown through a trombone?
Uh-huh.
A trombone.
I feel like as long as Xavier Woods is playing the other end, the vibrations and the sounds probably would feel good on your
That's job. What Marky Mark was talking about this whole time.
That's the bumpy bun.
All you had to do was stick your dick in a brass instrument and everything.
Come on, now feel the vibration.
Good vibration!
All right, what else did Raw offer us?
So the only other thing that happened on Raw was Sami Zayn versus Rusev in a Intercontinental title number one contender match, which is also kind of ridiculous because that title's not on that show.
But well, they're fighting at Survivor Series for it.
No, I get it.
The same way the Cruiserweight title's fighting at Survivor Series.
Oh, no, I understand, but, like, it's just kind of, like, Rusev was just had, what, three matches in a row for the United States title, and then, okay, now he gets to go to what they're considering the lesser title, Intercontinental?
Well, Sami Zayn just got beat by Braun Strowman and lost the Royal Rumble. I guess Paul told me last night Sami Zayn technically didn't lose to Braun Strowman because the match never started.
And he never lost but the Braun Strowman beat Royal him up. Rumble.
Wait, it was Battle Royal.
Yes, stop calling it a Royal Rumble.
Cam, what's the difference between a Royal Rumble and a Battle Royal again?
Royalty?
Anywho.
That would be what called else, a quarter pounder Rumble.
What else happened on Raw that I could think of? Only thing I'm thinking of is they set up the women's Survivor Series match.
With a match.
Is Sasha on that team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a great
women's team.
It's Sasha, tremendous. Charlotte.
Sasha, Charlotte, Dana Brooke, and Nia Jax.
So we only have four?
Brooke, Nia Jax,
I think Alicia Fox is part of this
and
match.
And Alicia Fox.
Do we think they kick Alicia Fox out and Emma finally reappears?
Maybe?
So it's a
Emelina?
It's a five-woman match?
Wait, it's not Sasha. Is it Bailey or Sasha?
I think it's Bailey.
I think it's
I think Sasha's out. I don't think Sasha's on the team.
I don't think Sasha's wrestling. I think it's Bailey.
And it should be a triple threat match, and it can be like Sasha Lee's triangle.
This is how boring Raw was this week. I couldn't remember what happened.
Dana's not on the team. It's Charlotte, Bailey, Jax, Fox, and Sasha.
What did Charlotte say about Dana then?
That the alternate.
No, she said Charlotte says the fifth member is Dana Brooke. Brooke hits the ring, but Cole says she's no. Yeah, you're right.
The girls won, so it knocked her out. I don't know. It's
No. Charlotte said Dana was the fifth member, and then Michael Cole said that Sasha was.
Here's what I don't get. Raw's 3 hours. Raw's 3 hours, and they have more time. Meanwhile, SmackDown's 2 hours. They have a smaller roster, and they're better at literally everything. I don't understand.
Six matches on Raw in 3 hours. Six matches.
I hate
six matches. It's
I hate Raw being 3 hours. I hate Raw being 3 hours, number one. Number two, they spend way too much time bullshitting and recapping. You know how many times I see the same promos in an episode of Raw?
Oh, yeah,
how much time did they waste with the Brock Lesnar Goldberg promo?
Timeout. That was literally the only part of Raw I saw, and it seems like the best part. Brock Lesnar should only do promos from a dark room.
Yeah,
where
but I'm not talking about the stuff that they shot for.
He was telling everyone that he was going to murder Bill Goldberg, and it was so great. That's what we need.
I'm not talking about that, though. I'm talking about all the other stuff involved in that. You don't need a 10-minute clip of footage that I've seen already. Every week, the same. You're gonna see that same footage next week, and you're gonna see it on Sunday the week after. I feel like you see the same 5-10 minute clips every week, and then at the end of the show, you'll see clips of what happened at the beginning of the show.
Too many pay-per-views, back-to-back nights, silver saturation. But here we are talking.
I don't have a problem with a lot of pay-per-views. My problem is the 3 hours on Raw and the lack of talent on both rosters.
But SmackDown's doing such a better job at.
Are they?
Everything interested for 2 hours. Yeah.
Are they? Because I wasn't interested yesterday.
I wasn't interested because there was other things distracting you. But it was an interesting episode.
I wasn't interested the week before, though.
I was.
SmackDown's been losing my interest.
That's because you're stubborn and you refuse to admit that it's better than Raw.
I don't like it better than Raw anymore. There was a point where I liked it better than Raw, and now I don't like it better than Raw anymore. I'm not saying I like Raw better than SmackDown, though.
Ratings-wise, last night, it It was the most number one watched thing in America besides any election coverage.
Are you going by WWE stats on that one? Because that sounds like something they would put on the fucking screen.
I don't think it was WWE stats, but I'll look it up.
What constitutes election coverage? Like, was Hawks, Cavs, were they like, oh, by the way, tuning in Ohio is just one for Trump. Does that count as election coverage according to WWE?
No.
You'll know that. Look me in the eye when you say that.
Pretty sure I know. But I'm looking for the actual facts on that.
So SmackDown, was there anything else there? Anything at all
we
there?
We didn't get SmackDown yet. Well, now we are.
But I don't think there was really anything besides the main event.
There was the Alexa Bliss match where she fought for the women's title. And her leg was on the rope when she got pinned. So we're clearly going to see a rematch of Alexa and Becky, makes sense because it was a pre-recorded title match, and that's just not fair to either one of them.
The ratings fact that I said before, I got from a guy named Frey off of Twitter. So that's got to be true.
If it's on the internet, it's true.
There's a lot of podcasts that don't fact check. We fact check.
50 likes. So that's,
We fact check minimum 3 likes.
We got that stuff off the internet. It is true.
Everything you read on the internet is true, especially wrestling dirt sheets.
And well, you're listening to us on the internet, so if we tell you something, it is true.
Kayfabe only, brother. The truth.
It's fucking kayfabe. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's kayfabe. I don't understand. You don't know how to pronounce the word.
Get it correct. So, SmackDown, not a whole lot happened, correct?
Kurt Hawkins kind of buried Apollo Crews, which is kind of crazy. I'm pretty
so,
sure it's just great, because Apollo Crews is the worst.
Time out.
Apollo Crews is the worst.
SmackDown, not a whole lot happened, am I correct?
More stuff happened. Baron Corbin got kicked. Oh, he got injured off the team at Survivor Series.
Have you guys watched a whole lot of, like, NXT prior to, like, when it got super popular? Like, did you guys know Baron Corbin before he came up?
No.
No, I just... The only thing I know about Baron Corbin is from what I watched on that show that looks like Hard Knocks.
He was running a pretty good gimmick where he would get pissed at all the indie guys coming in and, like, beat them up. That was pretty good. And he's just been... the way they got him off the team doesn't make any sense. It does nobody any favors.
When he stripped off the apron and injured himself yesterday was the worst excuse for selling anything I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, it was god-awful.
He, like, kicked himself in the ankle and then stood there for a second and then, like, soccer flailed off and then held his knee.
He clearly fell on purpose. It wasn't even a good sell.
Yeah, no, it was pretty terrible. I'm missing something from SmackDown. Wait, you just brought up NXT. Apparently Shawn Michaels is the head of the Performance Center now.
That's big. Shawn Michaels is running the Performance Center.
Yeah, he's the head of the Performance Center, I think. Yeah. What's his name? Still the head trainer.
Is that not old news? I feel like I heard that a while ago.
No, you heard that he was working at the Performance Center. You didn't.
Literally went from U Morris General Erection to Albert. To quite possibly the greatest sports entertainer.
No, that's not what happened. Albert is still head trainer, and Regal is still whatever the hell he does. He has some sort of title, but Shawn Michaels has a brand new made up thing. He's the leader of the Performance Center. He leads Performance Centers.
Oh, it's just like a figurehead.
I'm assuming, unless he just starts sweet chin using people that he doesn't like.
So, can we say that Shawn Michaels only ceremoniously has the title, but William Regal is really running the Performance Center?
I mean, Triple H is running everything.
Well, William Regal and Shawn Michaels are both Triple H's good friends.
Are William Regal and Triple H good friends?
Yeah,
isn't William Regal Triple H's best man?
What? Really?
What?
It's from back in the Blue Blood days.
Haven't seen clips of their wedding?
Wait a minute.
I'm talking.
They were all related that way?
I'm talking their actual wedding. I've seen clips. I forget what documentary I was watching. They showed clips of his wedding.
Also, just because they have the same blood type does not mean they're best friends.
I'm almost positive his best man was William Regal. I'll see if I can find any facts on the internet about that.
That's a gimmick that probably should have lasted a little longer, the man's man gimmick. Excellent music. He came out in flannel. That should have lasted forever, and he should have been world champion under that gimmick.
Do you just love flannel?
No, not really. I don't think I own flannel.
Have you seen the... William Regal was going to have, like, a main event match against Daniel Bryan, and Daniel Bryan, I guess, talked to the
guy before him. I'm sorry. Breaking news? Triple H's father was his best man. I apologize. William Regal was one of the groomsmen, though.
Really? Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but anyway, Bryan had the man's man's music play, and they couldn't, neither one of them could stop laughing. It was fantastic.
I have facts on the best man part. I still haven't found if William Regal was a groomsman, but I remember seeing him.
So you just lied to us?
I didn't lie about the best man. His dad's definitely his best man.
No, but you lied about the groomsman part.
I remember seeing him at the wedding. So
you were at the fucking wedding.
Well, I just found a list of Triple H's 15 closest friends.
So, list them off.
Number 15, Jamie Noble. That kind of makes sense, actually. Number 14, Henry O. Godwin.
What?
Number 13, William Regal.
They're really good friends.
He made 13. Come on.
Oh, here we go. The wedding party for Stephanie and Triple H consisted of Shane McMahon, William Regal, Kevin Nash, Shawn Michaels, Ric Flair, Undertaker, Triple H's brother-in-law, Marissa McMahon, who is due to have her first baby in February, Taker's wife, Sarah, and some longtime friends of Stephanie. Oh, so this website's old as shit, by the way.
Do you think the Mean Street Posse got an invitation to that wedding?
Absolutely.
Pete Gass? Love Pete Gass.
Pete Gass and Rodney. There was a third one, but I don't remember his name.
Okay, so I wasn't lying. I knew William Regal was in that wedding.
I just want to run down the...
Triple H is my favorite wrestler. You got to remember that. I wouldn't lie about the best wrestler of all time.
Time out. You admitted you lied. And then you got...
No, it wasn't a lie. I saw a documentary of pictures of that wedding, and I remember him being on the altar with them.
Okay. Fair enough. He's a man's man. Triple H's 12th best friend in the world, Chris Benoit.
Oh.
Number 11, he shares as my best friend in the world, Diamond Dallas Page.
Diamond Dallas
Page. You know, it was great to have Dallas in studio last week.
A real treat for our first episode.
Thank you. Thank you out there for Diamond Dallas for coming here.
Did he say he would come back?
He just texted me and said he enjoyed himself and he'll be back anytime gladly.
Can you text him back and ask him a question for me?
Yeah, what's that?
Where's Scott Hall? And I guess everything didn't work out okay.
Hold on 1 second. Click, 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 click.
That
click.
Last part's not a question now, is it?
Oh, he texted me back.
Okay.
He said...
So the clicks made noise. Classic Diamond. Alright, so we're past SmackDown now?
Yeah, SmackDown's done. It was boring. Both shows were terrible. They're pre-recorded. Hopefully next week will be more interesting, especially since we'll be leading into a dual brand pay-per-view on the following Sunday.
Oh, is it that soon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The 20th. It's a Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir.
So
it used to be the day before Thanksgiving.
It used to be on Thanksgiving. It
used to be Thanksgiving Eve. Or at least 1993 was Thanksgiving Eve.
What used to be on Thanksgiving?
I just watched Survivor Series 93. It was Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah.
Wednesday. Ugh.
He's insisting that all of them, because of one, were on Thanksgiving Eve.
The one I just watched
was
on
Wednesday. Oh, my fucking God. He keeps going. We get it. You watched one. It was on Thanksgiving Eve. Did the gobbledygook break out of the fucking egg? Shut up.
Thanksgiving is a holiday I'm more interested in, by the way.
Taboo
Tuesday was on a Tuesday. It'd be weird if it was not.
Taboo Thursday?
So, since Survivor Series is coming up, I found this wonderful article online about the... Yeah, it is. On November 20th. I found this article online on Goliath.com, the 16 best Survivor Series teams ever.
Oh, question. Yeah.
All right. So, do you guys enjoy the Survivor Series format at all or no?
I very much enjoy the format.
I like it.
I don't want to see a team of the Blue Meanie and Goldust and a Godwin, because we just brought him up facing somebody else for no good reason. I like the SmackDown versus Raw. I like America versus Canada. I like fat guys versus skinny guys. Whatever.
I don't know if we've ever done a fat guy versus skinny guy Survivor Series match, but I would be very into that match.
That would actually be a pretty good scenario.
What's skinny? Are we talking like cruiserweights or like Shawn Michaels build?
AJ Styles, Shawn Michaels build.
AJ Styles is kind of jacked, man.
But he's not a big dude. He's a little guy.
He's a little guy.
I don't know. That haircut kind of throws you off a little bit.
You saying he's a little girl?
The mom haircut?
The mom haircut's very, like, it's a throw off.
AJ Styles' haircut makes him look like the mother in The Blind Side.
Sandra Bullock?
Sandy B?
I heard you guys rumors about Sandra Bullock. I heard she doesn't wear deodorant.
I heard that she was one of Triple H's groomsmen.
Look that up.
Look it up.
She was a groomsman.
Anyway, I wanted to kind of go over this list with you gentlemen and see if you agreed in the positioning.
Give us a quick rundown. Go 1 through 15, or 16 through 1. And then we'll
go down to number 5 and then slow up.
16 through 1, Hulk Hogan, Jake Roberts, and Demolition. That's number 16. Number 15, Men on a Mission and the Bushwhackers. Number 14, hold on, because I have to go back a second. This list started with Hulk Hogan, Jake Roberts, and Demolition, and then the next one above them goes to Men on a Mission and the Bushwhackers.
But they were all dressed as doink.
It's all about team chemistry, too.
They were all doinks in that match, though. That's the best part about that.
And the team that they faced was Mabel, Bam Bam Bigelow, Bastion Booger, and the Head Shrinkers.
Yeah, well, I just watched that match earlier today.
Holy shit, they are ridiculous.
Why were they all dressed as doink?
Okay, so doink was feuding with Bam Bam Bigelow. This is how this match started. So Doink had to get a team together, so he had a secret team. The Superstars episode before the pay-per-view, he had on the screen 4 doinks laughing at Bam Bam, and then when they came out to the ring, first came out one of the Bushwhackers, and it came out with Doink's music, then the Bushwhacker music, and Howard Finkel announced them as Butch Doink. And then he did the next thing for the next Bushwhacker. And then when Mabel and... What was that tag team called? Mabel and
Men on a Mission?
Men on a Mission. When they came out, they called them Doinks on a Mission. They were announced as Doinks on a Mission. And the one guy was rapping dressed as Doink. Their manager, I forget his name. Oscar?
Oscar, yes.
Oscar was rapping while they came out. And he was dressed as Doink as well. And it was fantastic. They were all doing.
So you're telling me they came out. They came out in whiteface.
Yes. Well, yeah. They didn't have Doink's clothes on. They had their normal clothes on and just the hair and the face paint.
I think I found our picture that we're going to use for the episode. But yeah, somehow that team tops Hogan, Jake Roberts, and Demolition. Hogan was champion at the time. And Demolition's one of the most dominant tag teams of all time, and Jake the Snake Roberts.
Well, they did win that match. And not only did they win, it was a clean sweep. And they all piled on, like a football pile on, to pin their opponent. Which was Bam Bam.
That seems illegal.
No. I have a problem with this list. I haven't seen the whole list, but I have a problem with this list. This next team should be number one. Paul, go ahead.
The Powers of Pain, the Rockers, the Heart Foundation, the Young Stallions, I can't speak, and the British Bulldogs.
They beat everybody every time. There's 10 of them.
It's a tag team. It's a tag team team. So it's really only 5 teams.
Yeah, they're also fighting against other tag team teams.
Are you looking at this list? Do you see how crowded the ring is? It's insane.
Yeah, it's out of control.
But that's what it's going to look like next Sunday.
Look like
It also Survivor looks like a Battle Royal Rumble.
Is it royalty in the ring or what?
It's just people who won King of the Rings and Jerry the King and Descendants of Elvis.
Also, the match that they were in brought us probably the second most famous double turn in the history of WWE. Demolition became faces in this match because Mr. Fuji, who's always evil, turned on them.
Because Japanese people are bad.
Whoa.
That's not my opinion. That's Vince's opinion.
I tell you what, that nice guy at the sushi place is such a sweetheart.
Maybe Mr. Fuji just should have brought some sushi to the ring and everybody would have liked him a little bit better.
I don't know. It was the early 90s. Sushi wasn't as popular as it is now. Actually, it was late 80s.
The problem is he used to just carry salt around in his pants, and that's weird, and nobody wants to hang out with that dude.
Well, what was he going to do with it? Leave it on the table? It's bad luck.
But it keeps your meat fresh.
Moving on. The next team, Ted DiBiase, Rhythm and Blues, and the debut of The Undertaker. Nothing to say about that one. Let's keep going. The next team is Randy Orton, Chris Benoit, Chris Jericho, and Maven. Maven somehow tops Hulk Hogan on this list.
Well, if you read the first sentence on this article, they even say they know Maven is a nobody, but the rest of that team's going to be fun.
Maven had one great, very memorable. If you had Maven's career and you had the one memorable moment that Maven had, you'd be happy with your life.
Yeah, he feuded with The Undertaker.
He eliminated them from the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. Yes.
You would be happy with your life.
Yeah, I would be happy if I got to do that.
It's a lot more
than I've ever done in a WWE ring.
Number 11, we're up to Lex Luger, ooh, The Undertaker, and the Steiner Brothers. It was weird. There's a lot of WCW on that team.
I actually just watched this match, too. They were actually a pretty fucking good team.
Was this the All-Americans?
This is the All-Americans.
Yes, they are the All-Americans. They were going against Yokozuna, the Mounties?
And Ludwig Borga?
Yes, correct.
They're not my Americans.
Is Undertaker even from America? Where is Death Valley?
Death Valley is in California.
Death Valley is not a real place.
Yes, very much is.
No, I know. CJ and I were joking through a conversation we once had.
Grizz was actually unaware that Death Valley was a real place in this country.
Sounded like a made-up place to me.
Like Mankind's from the Boiler Room? But boiler rooms are also real.
He's from that movie with Vin Diesel and Giovanni Ribisi?
Whoa, Ben Affleck's on that movie?
I didn't say Ben Affleck, but you were just thinking of Ben Affleck?
Was he in that movie?
I think he had a bit part. As did... wait, no. I don't know who else did. I think you're right about Ben Affleck. Anyway, number 10. Bertha Faye, Aja Kong, Lioness Azuka, and Tomoko Watanabe. I don't remember this match at all. I remember Bertha Faye, and that's about it.
Hold on.
So let's hear it for women's wrestling.
Number nine.
It's decent for the first three names, and then it gets pretty shitty. Kurt Angle.
The first two names and the second two names.
I'll read them how I want to read them. Kurt Angle, Chris Benoit, John Cena, Hardcore Holly, and Bradshaw in 2003.
Very cool.
What's your beef with Bradshaw?
He was never entertaining.
Bradshaw was very entertaining.
He's entertaining right now. He makes me laugh every SmackDown.
And the team they fought was Brock Lesnar, The Big Show, A-Train, Nathan Jones, and Matt Morgan.
A-Train's awful. I can't fucking stand him.
Former running back for the Chicago Bears.
A-Train's the one that you can't stand on that team, on a team of Nathan Jones and Matt Morgan. I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, I don't like Nathan Jones or Matt Morgan. I was just...
Matt Morgan once beat up Hulk Hogan and took his Thunder Lips gimmick and couldn't even get that over. So, yeah, in TNA, CJ. He became Thunder Lips. Awesome. Number 8. I don't know how you... Steve Austin, RVD, Booker T, Shane McMahon, and Kurt Angle. I'm pretty sure this was the Invasion team, right?
Yes,
it was. It was the Alliance.
What hurts this team is Kurt Angle was the mole and became a heel the night after.
Mole.
Number 7.
Why were Angle and Stone Cold part of the Alliance?
Because WWE didn't want to pay for any of the WCW contracts that weren't guaranteed besides DDP and Booker T. And makes they sense. Didn't have it. Like, what, are you going to have fucking Sean Stasiak on that team?
False. All false. What actually happened was Stone Cold was at a bar and refused to take part in any of the shenanigans. Begged and pleaded with by Vince McMahon to please help the WWF. He said, fuck you. And he joined WCW. I don't know what the That's hell you're talking about contracts.
That's kayfabe, homie.
And kayfabe only, brother. Number seven, Chris Jericho, Christian, Randy Orton, Mark Henry, and Scott Steiner. Scott Steiner in the WWE is not anything we really want to talk about.
So I can talk about Scott Steiner in the WWE all day. Holla, if you hear me.
Number six, Shawn Michaels, RVD, Booker T, and the Dudley Boys. That's a really great team.
It's an all right team. I feel like the Dudley Boys could be two better people.
The Dudley Boys are arguably the greatest tag team in the history of WWE.
Devon's not a great wrestler.
They're a tag team. We're not talking about them individually. We're talking about them as a team. So you stop it, bud. Number five, I hate this team. Shawn Michaels, Sid, Ahmed Johnson, and the British Bulldog.
Ahmed Johnson had knee pads on his thighs. This is the best team ever.
Ahmed Johnson was the oiliest man I've ever seen in my life.
The Pearl River Plunge was an amazing finisher.
Was it?
Was he really the oiliest?
Can you Google Ahmed Johnson oily and tell me your reaction, please?
Right. I'm gonna do it right now. In the meantime,
we go to number four.
What are you doing, bud?
Me? Moving on to number four.
Yeah.
I was singing In the Meantime by Space Hog.
That's a good song.
There's not one picture of an oily Ahmed Johnson.
Are we wasting their time on a picture that people aren't going to hear?
Yeah. I mean, people aren't going to hear it.
You heard it here first.
Number four. Andre the Giant, the One Man Gang, King Kong Bundy, Butch Reed, and Rick Rude.
The Ravager ones?
Yeah, that's a fantastic team.
That is a fantastic
Rick Rude is criminally underrated. Also had an all-time mustache.
His mustache looks fantastic in the picture.
Number three, website. I have beef with this team. Thank you for showing me the picture. Triple H, Shawn Michaels, the Hardy Boys, and CM Punk.
I very much like that team. I would like it even more if Matt Hardy was broken at the time.
Because CM Punk wants to go and talk about how he's the greatest in the world and he doesn't need anyone else. Meanwhile, here he is getting the rub from two of the biggest single superstars and one of the biggest tag teams in the history of the company. And he's standing there as an independent guy selling out. He's not CM Punk. He is CM Sellout.
No, you don't let your beef with CM Punk being a little bitch have anything to do with this team. It's still a great team.
I mean, talent-wise, yeah, but I just have issue with CM Punk being part of that team. No, they really wanted to make CM Punk special.
Better than he is.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Number two, Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, and the soon-to-be-deported Tito Santana.
Is that what happened to Tito Santana?
Yeah, he was a Mexican bullfighter, and he's going back home.
I'm sorry, I was not paying attention to that reference.
There's only three men on that team, and Tito Santana does not stack up to the other two, but I don't know how many other... You can't argue against Hulkster.
Hogan and Ultimate Warrior.
Number one...
A lot of cocaine, I'll tell you that right now. A shit ton of cocaine.
So this list is pretty...
Ain't nothing wrong with cocaine, I said that last week. I said that last week.
So this list is a fraud, because number one is literally just the Big Show.
It's not the most impressive list.
He beat a five-man team by himself, and then went on to win the world title that night.
The five-man team was Taka Michinoku, Funaki...
No. Taka Michinoku and Funaki were his team, who he beat up...
Wait, what?
He was supposed to be on a team with Taka Michinoku, Funaki, and the Blue Meanie, and he didn't like that they were his team, so he beat the crap out of them backstage, and then he went out and fought the other team by himself. The other team was Big Boss Man, Albert, Viscera, and Midian. He beat them all, and then later in the night, he replaced the injured, I believe, Shane McMahon?
Steve Austin,
I'm sorry. I don't know why I thought it was Shane McMahon.
It was the night Steve Austin got hit by a car.
Got hit by the car, yes, but yeah, by Rikishi.
I did it for The Rock.
He replaced Steve Austin and beat Triple H and The Rock and won the WWF Championship for the first time in his career.
As far as I'm concerned, that list is a fraud.
Oh, the list is a little ridiculous, but a lot of these teams are good. And I like their reasoning behind putting him at number one. He's definitely not the best Survivor Series team of all time, but I do like their reasoning, and I like that whole pay-per-view. I like how that all went down. Survivor Series 99 was a good pay-per-view.
That was 99? All right, I'm watching Survivor Series 99, and one of the teams is D'Lo Brown and The Godfather teamed up with the Headbangers, dressed up like black guys with afros and everything.
Oh, I remember that.
Did they all come out with afros?
No,
just the Headbangers.
That's terrible.
I specifically remember that pay per view for some reason. Who was their opponents?
The Dudley Boys and the APA.
Why is this match? I remember that match like it was yesterday.
I really miss stuttering Bubba Ray Dudley though.
So do you guys have particular favorites that came out of that list? I do, personally.
Go ahead, hit me up. What are your favorites?
It was DX, the Hardys, and CM Punk because I love sellouts. You should see my Metallica collection.
I'm with CJ on that. That's my favorite team. But then again, Triple H is my favorite wrestler, and Shawn Michaels is one of my favorite wrestlers.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big Punk fan.
I don't have beef with Punk. I think he thinks he's better than he is, but he was definitely entertaining.
Well, he thinks he's the best in the world, so he has himself rated correctly.
Are there any other sellouts that you're a big fan of, CJ?
I'm a huge fan of Later Day Creed.
You don't like the early stuff from Creed?
Can't stomach the early stuff. Way too heavy for me. there were some exclusions on that list that I found.
All right, let's hear it.
Hit me up.
Primarily, the team of Razor Ramon, the 1-2-3 Kid, Marty Jannetty, and special guest Randy Savage.
Marty Jannetty's a coward.
That's an incredible team.
What Survivor Series is that? 93 or 94?
I believe that's 93. 93, correct. And I think the standout in that is besides Razor Ramon, as always, and you know, Randy Savage being absolutely fantastic, was 1-2-3 Kid's mullet.
He did have a fantastic mullet.
Absolute prime young Ralph Macchio look back then.
It was
Macchio never had a mullet as
good
as
No, he didn't. But if he did, he would look exactly like young 1-2-3 Kid.
That team is awful because Marty Jannetty's a coward.
Why is Marty Jannetty a coward? Marty Jannetty didn't know that he was going to get super kicked in the face.
He jumped
through that window to run away from Shawn Michaels. Bobby the Brain Heenan told you while it happened. Always will be a coward.
Marty Jannetty picked up the final win on that one, by the way. They and their opponents were IRS, Rick Martel.
Time out. The IRS or Urinar Sharkster?
The IRS.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was part of Razor Ramon's gimmick at the time where he was just avoiding taxes.
That was when he took his chains.
IRS was a big guy. Big guy.
Big organization.
Rick Martel, Diesel, and Adam Bomb.
Wait a minute.
Coincidentally is my Diesel nickname got for Adam. Pinned, yeah. Huh? Diesel. Diesel first pin, I believe, of the match.
Wow, Diesel. Wow. Okay.
All right. I bring up a Survivor Series team that I think should have been on that list.
Absolutely.
There was a match in Survivor Series 94 between Doink and Jerry the King Lawler. It was Doink and three midget Doinks versus Jerry the King Lawler and three midget Jerry the King Lawlers. and it was fucking hilarious.
I don't seriously
think they belong on that list, but it was hilarious and I enjoyed it.
What year was that?
1994.
Cool. We really need to figure out what you think is hilarious and not, because no, we that do was not
a
good agree.
One. I bought that. I think I actually paid for that as a 7 year old.
And also, while I'm back on the subject of the Doinks and the 93 Doinks, where it was Mabel, there was a point where Bobby Heenan said to Vince McMahon, "Hey, is that fat one Mabel?" And Vince said, "Yeah." And he said, "Are you sure? You sure it's not Oprah Winfrey?" Bobby Heenan's a funny guy.
The 93 Doinks are one of the greatest 90s teams of all time. It's like the 98 Bulls, the 98 Yankees, the 93 Doinks.
Dude, talking about the talking about the 96 Bulls, there's one team that was missing off that list that we didn't talk about. Team WWE, The Rock, Big Show, The Undertaker, Kane, and Chris Jericho.
That's who...
How were they not on that list?
They beat Austin and Angle and them.
Yeah, well, they did. But why were they not on the list?
Team Lawler's midgets all have hairy backs just like him.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Hey, guys, one more. Randy Savage, Ricky the Dragon, Steamboat, Jake the Snake Roberts, Jim Duggan, and Brutus the Beefcake Barber.
Time out. Hacksaw Jim what?
Hi-yo!
Hacksaw Jim what, CJ?
Duggan? Dugan?
Thank you. Duggan? It's not Duggan. This isn't fucking...
Duggan. I said Duggan.
This isn't fucking A League of Their Own. It's not Jimmy Duggan.
Do people call him Duggan?
Avoid the clap.
No.
Hey, have I ever told you look like a little penis, like a penis with a little hat on? No, it's Jim Duggan.
You look like a full-size penis with a little hat on.
Paul's there.
You just said.
It's Duggan, and it's kayfabe, not kayfab.
It's kayfabulous.
Uh-oh.
That's the show for our gay constituency.
And Carmella.
And that rapper, F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Anyone else? Anyone else that we're missing here?
I'm trying to think.
Actually, Fabulous is an actual wrestling fan.
There is one team we're missing.
Hope so. Good rap.
There was a team of Eddie Guerrero, John Cena, The Big Show, and Rob Van Dam. That's an all-time great team. All of those guys are Hall of Famers.
Did Mr. Perfect ever compete in the Survivor Series?
Is Rob Van Dam in the Hall of Fame?
He sure did. Rob Van Dam isn't there yet. I'm trying to think. Mr. Perfect did. He was on a team where I don't understand how this tag team never actually happened with him and Rick Rude.
Mm-hmm.
It was him, Rick Rude, and the Fabulous Rougeaus, and all those guys were incredible wrestlers. That should be a stable. I mean, that's all I got for the Survivor Series stuff, unless you guys have anything else.
The Ultimate Warrior and the Legion. Doom ones tagged together. That seems just like a very violent match.
The Texas Tornado was in that match, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Seems very violent to me.
Yeah, because the Texas Tornado committed suicide? Maybe.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about that.
We're not?
We can talk about Texas Tornado.
We can most certainly talk about Ben. We are not financed by the WWE. I'll talk about Ben all day.
But I don't want.
So I have the 06 Survivor Series on, and it was not good besides that.
So you're watching the 06 Survivor Series. What match are you up to?
Booker T.
CJ. Is 06 before or after Ben killed himself?
Booker T. Ben Batista sounds like a good match.
I don't know. But yeah, this is one of the better ones of it. It's actually Booker T. versus Batista's Godsmack belly button tattoo.
Here's the thing. If you saw Dave Batista in real life, would you insult him for his belly button tattoo, or would you just be like, nah, it's a good tattoo, dude?
I would shake his hand and be like, thank you so much for Guardians of the Galaxy. It was the third best movie I saw 2 summers ago.
I'm hoping that if I ever see Batista in public, he has a shirt on, because I don't know what situation I'm going to be in, that he's just walking around shirtless with his Godsmack tattoo.
He could be that dude from the town I grew up in. He walks around town with no shirt on. It'll be, like, December, and he'll be walking around with no shirt on because he thinks he is built, I guess. I don't know. Maybe dude's whacked out. Maybe I should stay away from that guy.
Maybe Dave Batista will one day be a beach lifeguard.
I don't see, like, I don't know. I don't want to say I don't see people's problem with Dave Bautista, but I don't have a problem with Dave Bautista. Dave Bautista's done nothing but try, and you can't knock the guy down for that.
Here's my issue with Bautista. He probably should have dropped the Dave and just been Bautista. Dave Bautista doesn't sound very intimidating.
Well, what about if it's the animal, Dave Bautista?
He is just Bautista in wrestling.
No, he's Dave, but he's Dave Bautista.
Yeah, he comes out. They'll just announce Bautista.
It's still Big E doesn't get to be Big E anymore. Well, he doesn't get to be Big E Langston anymore. It's just Big E. Cesaro doesn't get to be Antonio Cesaro anymore. It's just Cesaro.
Cesaro well, was I never wouldn't... Antonio Cesaro on the main roster.
No, he wasn't. Also,
yes, he was
on the main roster.
Yes, he was United States champion as Antonio Cesaro, and he had that Russian chick that got cut. That was his girlfriend at first.
All I'm saying. All I'm saying is.
Key Fabulous.
I don't have a problem with Bautista. And neither should you.
Well, so, I mean, that's really all our Survivor Series talk.
Apparently, the Royal Rumble is going to be 4 hours this year.
Oh, God damn it.
Battle Royal Rumble, Chicken Burrito Bowl.
Survivor Series.
They're going to probably...
Survivor Series is going to be 4 hours, too.
Now. Survivor Series is starting at 7 this year. They got to squeeze in all these extra matches. They're going to defend both tag titles. They're going to defend the United States title. They're going to defend the Intercontinental title. They're going to squeeze them in.
Let the man with the Jufro speak.
I'm sorry. I could barely hear him. Go ahead.
They're probably going to make the Rumble longer. Maybe more participants.
So they go to, like, 40 people again?
They've done that?
Yeah, Del Rio beat Santino in the final, too.
That was 40 man World War III?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. World War III would be cool, maybe?
World War III would be awesome. They're not going to
They'll never do it. You give up too many seats. It costs too much money to the company to do it.
I think they'll eventually do War Games, but probably not until after Vince dies.
Do you think we can get Taz on the show?
Why would you want Taz on the show?
He's got his own show. Maybe it could be a cross advertising thing.
If Taz gets on, it's cross contamination.
One of these little Lawlers has a mustache.
Taz was always a loser. Tremendous loser.
Do you think Peter Dinklage would be a good wrestler?
No. He is from New Jersey, and we turn out our fair share.
Okay. What?
Of wrestlers, not midgets.
There's Midget Town in New Jersey. I've been there.
It's gone.
I don't think we're supposed to say midget. I think it's little people.
Gone.
Little people are dwarves.
This is a wrestling podcast. Midgets are a proud tradition in wrestling.
Absolutely.
Didn't The Rock fight a bunch of midgets on That 70s Show, but he played his dad?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Do you remember when, after the Montreal Screwjob, the next night Shawn Michaels came out, said he was going to bring out Bret Hart, and brought out Bret the Midget Man Hart?
Do you remember Little Booker?
Are they not allowed to bring out midgets and do that anymore? Because that was my favorite thing about wrestling. When you beat a guy, you bring out a midget version of him, and it's hilarious because he's small and he's not him.
Little Booker was my favorite.
Who was the really good midget wrestler? Mm. What was his name?
Hornswoggle?
No, wrong. There was like a great midget luchador.
Yeah, dude, he was awesome. Oh,
he's recently
Max
on the show.
Max Mini
was awesome.
Hold on, time out.
Didn't The Rock and Mick Foley have a match? And The Rock won a bunch of money, but then Mick Foley stole it and he used some of the money to buy Max Mini.
Wait a minute. You telling me there's midget slavery?
Wait, that sounds familiar.
I think that happened.
I feel like that might have happened.
Mick Foley definitely. bought a midget at one point in WWE history.
Remember Mick Foley's clown?
Tell you what. What we really need to do is ask the man himself. Excuse me, let's get Mick on the line.
Okay, I'll call him up right now.
I love that Adam's giggling like it's a prank call.
What was that? Is that Mick? Did you get Mick on the phone?
I was calling Mick. Mick, are you there?
Mick?
It's as we're connected. I don't hear him.
Is Mick? It's a, whoever's on the phone. Are they okay?
Santa Claus.
It sounds like they've been. Santa. Is that Mick Foley?
Mick.
No, it's Santa Claus. Bang bang.
What? Did you just get a text message from Mick Foley too? It says, "Bang bang."
Wait
bang
a minute.
Bang versus bang bang.
Do you think
that sounds like the best porno name ever?
Alright. So what do we have left on the agenda?
We have that other thing.
What was the other thing?
If you make your own Survivor Series team.
We don't have to be part of it, but I would like to tell you my Survivor Series team.
I was just gonna say, did anybody do it? And then yes. I'll make one up on the spot. Go ahead, Paulie baby.
Team captain, Rocky Balboa. The other four people on this team, Apollo Creed, Clubber Lang, Drago, Adonis Creed.
That sounds like a fantastic boxing team.
I watched the Ronda Rousey fight, the boxer beater. I'm just saying.
Not wrong about that. What do you guys think about Paul's team?
What's your team name?
Adam?
I think my team, I'm not sure exactly who would be on it, but I'm pretty sure Clifford the Big Red Dog would be involved.
The Boxing Briefs.
The Boxing Briefs?
Yes.
Clifford the Big Red Dog on your team, Adam?
Absolutely. He's crushing everybody.
Okay.
No, he's not.
You have the rest of your team together, or should we go to CJ?
No, I'm good. I don't know. I want a team of midgets at this point in my life, to be honest with you.
Clifford the Big Red Dog and the four other Jerry the King Lawler midgets.
Adam, if you had three midgets on a team with you, who are the three midgets you're choosing?
Oh, I mean, team captain's got to be Peter Dinklage. He's the brains behind the operation. Obviously, Max Mini and that idiot from Jackass.
Wee Man, rest in peace.
Alive.
Wee Man. Time out. Wee Man is not dead.
Oh, I'm thinking of Joe C., Kid Rock's friend.
Can we get Wee Man on the line?
Joe C. would be tough to have on that team because he's 3'9" with a 10-foot dick. So him getting around is going to be difficult.
This is very true. That's probably why he died.
Wee Man, I'm sorry I was being an anti-tiny person. I got you confused with Joe C.
One of my favorite things on this show is when Grizz refuses to believe that famous people don't listen to us and keeps talking to them like they're listening.
My favorite part of the show is when Paul pretends that Wee Man's a famous person.
Wee Man has been in $300 million making movies. You haven't even been in a good Snapchat.
Oh, he said your Snapchat sucks.
I want my second Max Mini match of the night. And I forgot that he always wrestled humongous midgets.
Wait a minute. People? What's a humongous midget?
They're like three times his size, but they're midgets.
You mean people?
He's like a baby. And like they're like regular midgets, but he's like a midget baby.
Three times Max Mini's size is Andre the Giant.
Wait. Are baby midgets smaller than baby regular people?
He's like a dwarf midget baby.
We have to
They just grow less. You're not going to have a peanut, baby.
He's like a pygmy person.
No. Sometimes they come out smaller. Like, if you're a... What's that word? Primarial dwarf?
Primarial dwarf?
I forget. Something like
Hannibal
that.
Sequels.
Are you talking primordial soup?
No. There's
soup. Nova versus X-Men.
I forget the actual terminology, but there's dwarves that are smaller than normal dwarves, and they do come out as very, very tiny babies. I go to a charity event to support understanding dwarfism every year.
Is Max Mini ever there?
No, but there is a amateur wrestling match there.
Is there?
Yeah.
was that really hot little woman that was on the High Line with me that one time? Is she ever there?
Who?
I'm telling you, Max Mini is literally half this guy's size.
You sure that guy's not just like 5'7"?
Yes, because what? Max Mini is a midget, and that guy's probably a regular size person.
No, stop. Put on El Torito versus Max Mini right now.
El Torito?
El Torito.
The midget El Torito?
This guy has like a Asian dragon face mask. He's clearly
so this is different than El Torito.
You're not talking about the little bull that came out with Primo and Epico
when they were the. Actually, this guy does have bullhorns, but no, it's not. I don't think it's the same person.
Anywho, CJ, what's your fantasy Survivor Series team?
All right, so my team would be, and I'm going to try to keep it a little wrestling specific. It's going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Raven. It's going to be the Headbangers.
This team is called the Appetite for Apathy.
And I don't know, maybe a cast member from P&P or something. And it's just going to be like...
Wait a minute.
Realize, I know where you're going with this. DDP is from Jersey.
Yeah.
He was in a Jersey stable at one point.
Yeah, so was
it was a Jersey
Bam
stable.
Bam Bigelow, King Kong Bundy.
The Jersey Triad.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be That's us, and then we would wrestle
Bam, Bam Bam Bigelow and the dead gay guy.
Canyon?
Yeah.
We would wrestle.
Who's better
team?
Than Canyon? Nobody.
Nobody's the answer. Canyon was amazing and before his time.
Who better than Canyon?
We would wrestle a team of like Miss Hancock and Tori.
And by wrestle, you mean fight them off?
And Lita, and I don't know, like other hot chicks from the '90s.
Stacy Keibler.
And Miss Hancock already said, "Oh, and Stacy Keibler, I like it." And it would just be like my teenage, like, masturbatory fantasies where, like, it's a bunch of disenfranchised New Jersey Utes and just, like, hot chicks around them.
Okay. I like that your masturbatory franchise includes four other dudes.
Yeah. Oh, the Raven. Raven's definitely in my masturbatory fantasies.
Speaking of,
He was, like, he's, like, wrestling Eddie Vedder.
Wasn't he supposed to be wrestling Kurt Cobain?
No, he looked way more like
Eddie Vedder. He was definitely more of an Eddie Vedder.
Guys, do you smell that?
His finish is called the Even Flow.
Teen Spirit?
Wait, do you smell that?
Teen Spirit?
What the rock is cooking?
It smells like CJ's potpourri.
Do I have to do this? Is this something I have to do?
CJ's potpourri. CJ's potpourri, for new listeners, and because this is the first time we're doing this, so all listeners, is going to be a question CJ will ask us all individually. And it's just anything that's on his mind, and we have to come up with the answer as quick as possible.
Okay.
It's not pot, it's not pourri, it's CJ's potpourri.
Adam, if you could choose one professional wrestler to steal a smooch from, who would it be?
Male or female?
Male, come on, why would it be fun otherwise?
Steal a smooch from any wrestler? Road Dogg Jesse James.
Grizz. If you were in a ladder match and you were not anticipated to win, how would you stall your way up the ladder?
I would probably go to the top of the ladder and jump off or gloat. I would be that idiot who keeps going up the ladder and then doing a move off of it.
Oh, yeah, okay. You originally said jump off. I didn't know if you meant, like, you were going to do a move or you're just going to jump off out of the ring.
Like, one of the video games when you can't figure out how to grab the briefcase or you're too far away and you can't figure out how to climb down the ladder.
That's a good one. How many times does that happen where they set up the ladder and somebody climbs up it and they're just like 4 feet away and they have to get down and readjust it?
Meanwhile, they're like...
I haven't counted how many times that happens because that would be... I'd be an insane person.
The answer's once.
Okay, Paul, you ready for yours?
Apparently.
This is a new stipulation wrestling match where you are in a wrestling match, and if you lose by pinfall or submission, a person you care about greatly is dangling from a cage, and the bottom falls out, and they fall to their death. Who would that person be?
Does it have to be a family member or can it be a friend?
The person you love most on this planet.
Oh, I can't. The person I love most on this planet? You're going to have my dog hanging from a cage, man?
Your dog hanging from a cage.
Yeah, you can't have Lucy. You can't have Lucy up there like that.
Your dog's not a person.
CJ is showing.
This is a little announcement right for all people. Dogs aren't people.
You can't have my mother hanging from a cage, man.
I can, and if you lose, she plummets to her own death.
Guess what? I guess I'm booking that show. I'm winning.
Okay, so Paul, you're signed up for that. Adam, book that match. Who's he wrestling?
My mother hanging from a cage. My mother hanging from a cage.
I choose...
My mother hanging from a reinforced cage.
Wait, I'm picking who he's fighting...
Against.
Okay, wait. Is the person that he's fighting against have a loved one also hanging from another portion of the cage?
Yes. No, I...
Yes,
I
and argue. Name that, that loved one.
I have to name both?
You name a wrestler and that wrestler's loved one.
It has to be a wrestler. All right. I'm going to choose Miss Elizabeth with Macho Man hanging. So Paul can't win. He has to choose between Macho Man and his mother.
I will always choose Macho Man.
Yeah, your mother delivered you to this planet. Macho Man saved you from Rapture.
Yeah, there's only one Macho Man. I can find another mother.
Okay, guys, here's a game for all of you. I'm going to each give you guys a dog breed, and I want you to come up with a wrestling name and gimmick for that breed. Adam, are you ready?
Yeah.
Cocker Spaniel.
Cocker Spaniel.
Oh, no, give us the breeds and we'll go back and we'll do all it. Right. Adam, you're going to be the first one to come up with it. So
you ahead. Can't give me Rottweiler?
No. Too easy.
I got mine.
What's yours?
It's Pepito the Spanish Spaniel. And that's all I got.
All right, Paul, your breed is... is a boxer.
Rocky Balboa.
Easy. Yeah. No. Wrong. Wrong. Apollo Creed.
Good answer.
Grizz, you ready? Best entrance, yes. Worst exit you can think of.
Best entrance and also the worst exit.
Not necessarily the same person, but the best entrance and the worst exit. And the exit could be, like, you can extrapolate that. You could be, like, the worst exit from wrestling, the worst exit from a particular match. But the best
is most important. What about worst Brexit?
Undertaker has had...
United States of America, 2016. November.
Undertaker has had some pretty good entrances.
Oh, I know. Your personal preference is badass. American badass Undertaker.
Classic Undertaker's dope. The badass Undertaker's dope. I like
it. Time out. So you're telling me... that you think the golden truth is funny.
Shut up. My personal preference is not American Badass Undertaker.
Okay.
CJ's
okay.
A retard.
I'm sorry.
He just assumes things.
Good.
I do love American Badass Undertaker, though.
Why? Because American Badass.
Was awesome.
Kick ass.
Came out on a motorcycle. Rock's song was dope. I hate it when they changed it to Rollin'. It made me not like that song anymore because I was so aggravated that it wasn't American Badass. Whole gimmick was American Badass Undertaker. Why would you switch it to Rollins? Idiots.
I have rights reasons, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, I understand that, but they're goddamn imbeciles. You had the money, pay for the rights.
All right, so worst exit.
Worst exit from wrestling?
May I? And let's give me 3 seconds before I answer this.
Worst exit?
Wait, hold on. I got this one. 3 seconds, though, before I answer this. Owen Hart.
That was also the worst entrance.
I just took my headphones off like you guys could stop hearing me laugh like an idiot. That's not how audio or vocals work.
Also, I like when your laughs are on the tape, so don't shy away from that.
Oh my god.
It's good viewership.
Oh.
Which person in wrestling would you most like to have on air? And this is for all three of us. So, Paul, if you want to go first.
that I'd like to talk to?
On air, on the show on KOB.
Surely we'll get them. Either Triple H or Vince.
Yeah.
I'll take either one of those. Oh, yeah, that's... I mean, they're the guys with the stories.
Cool, Grizz.
Yeah, that's tough. Triple H is my favorite wrestler. I would also like to meet Vince. And then you got Stone Cold and The Rock. I mean,
actually, to go back a second, you know who else I'd really like to have on here? Colt Cabana.
We could probably actually get Colt Cabana. So
don't if you pay, if we pay his fee, I'm sure he'll come on.
Yeah.
Or you know him? Him and CM Punk are no longer friends.
Oh no, why not?
That's a shame.
Because CM Punk is a legitimate bad dude and got mad at them for...
Makes sense.
I guess he went to a WWE show. You can't trust anybody
who doesn't drink alcohol unless they can't drink alcohol anymore because of a problem.
I mean, his family has a long history of alcoholism.
Yeah, fuck him.
Whatever. He's got AJ. He's good.
Yeah, he took her. She's one of us.
Around the corner. She's an around the corner girl. Ugh. God bless him. He I've found like the one good Hispanic girl around the block, and he married her.
The one? You live in a whole community of cute Hispanic girls.
And she's the one. She's younger than me, right?
AJ Lee is our age, right?
Not our age.
He's an old dude.
He's 107.
AJ Lee.
AJ Lee is 4 months younger than me.
Oh, so I'm younger than her?
Mm-hmm. AJ Lee is a month younger. Oh, no. 13 months younger than me.
4 months younger
What's her birthday?
Hey, guys, in case you guys were wondering, birthday? Paige is only 24 years old.
Yeah, I know how old Paige is. What is AJ Lee's birthday?
March 19th,
1987. 29th. Cool. I'm 2 years younger than AJ Lee. All
right. So, Grizz, who's the guest you would most like to have on there?
I'll probably go with Triple H.
Triple H? So we got two votes for Triple H. All right, guys. Don't hate me here. But my vote is, like, heavily in the Stone Cold E.T. camp.
You went Stone Cold E.T.?
If we can get Stone Cold E.T. on air.
Time out. How about we just try and get E.T. on air? Wait a second. Have a legitimate extraterrestrial on air with us.
Can one of you guys pull up the Stone Cold ET clip so our fans could hear it if they've never heard it?
Can you just edit it into this?
Then we'll record for me.
Oh, you know what? I'm just gonna tell them. I'll post it on our Facebook page. It's so much easier. That's how the real radio works.
Show notes. Post
the clip to Stone Cold ET to our Facebook page.
Awesome.
And it'll be there waiting for you. Just like Three's Company, too.
What are our expectations from Shane O'Mac at Survivor Series? To survive? Is that all we're hoping from him?
I wouldn't be surprised if Shane O'Mac takes the glory and he gets the win so he could rub it in Steph's
face. Somehow, what's going to happen is this is going to be the main event Lesnar Goldberg.
Somehow come in. No, but the main event is supposed to be projected. The main event is supposed to be set at Goldberg Lesnar, from what I heard.
Maybe, but I still feel like Lesnar's gonna get involved in fucking Shane up. Like, he's just gonna make Shane like a bloody mess. I think that's where you get your color.
I enjoy Shane McMahon matches. He's a crazy person.
You don't think Shane McMahon matches make the wrestlers look weaker?
No, absolutely not. Name a bad Shane McMahon match.
Because Shane McMahon is not a wrestler.
Shane McMahon's not a small guy.
He's first of all, he's jacked right now. Second
Shane
of all,
McMahon's a regular dude.
No.
He's not.
We're regular dudes.
No, he's a
I meant regular. The three of us are regular dudes.
He has
more I would have a better chance at having a successful wrestling match than either any of the three of you.
Listen.
Absolutely zero chance.
I would have the best match out of all.
Two of the three of us were standout high school wrestling people.
It's AJ, CJ, shut the fuck
one
up.
One of the four of us was a standout high school wrestling person.
Shane McMahon, kayfabe only, brother, has the most heart of anybody that's ever stepped into any squared circle ever. Also has been around the business his entire life. He had to have picked up something I mean, that one something is jumping off really tall things, but he's a winner. Not really.
As far as the heart, he's like the Shane Falco of professional wrestlers.
Probably one of the best quarterbacks of all time. But yes.
I mean, okay. All right. I get your point. I just, Shane McMahon being competitive with guys like The Undertaker and Kurt Angle and all these guys, it just bothers me. He's not a real wrestler. Like, it just makes these other guys look weak.
Not necessarily. When does he beat these guys? Without the help of something or somebody. When does he ever...
That's the only saving grace, but he takes them all to the limit.
Yeah, because yeah. He has a won't give heart up. The size of a refrigerator.
That's not... He should get that checked out.
Is your refrigerator running? Because if it's not, you're going to die.
But he relies on crazy tactics and interferences to win. Also, in the Survivor Series match, he's going to be hidden amongst 9 other guys. So he could wait until somebody sets him up for a crazy move, hurt himself, be taken out of the match, but somehow help his team win.
So my prediction for Shane's Survivor Series match is James Ellsworth somehow gets Braun Strowman like tripped up, and Shane dives out of the ring and elbow drops him through the announce table. Yay or nay?
No, I think Ellsworth is going to be directly the reason Strowman is eliminated from the match, setting up Strowman Ellsworth 2 at WrestleMania.
What? Strowman Ellsworth 2? You're not even going Strowman Ellsworth 2 at the Royal Rumble. You're going Strowman Ellsworth 2 at WrestleMania.
You need the build up. You need the promos. It's going to be like a 10-minute video package before the match. It's going to be in somewhere
right.
This year?
Since we're talking about James Ellsworth, did you see the time he took the Styles Clash in the ring on that one Monday night? On that one Tuesday night?
Somehow AJ Styles changed his direction midair. I didn't even know that was physically possible.
What wrestlers are supposed to do normally when they take a move is tuck their chin in. But the Styles Clash is different. You have to put your chin out. So he lifts him up, and if you tuck your chin in, you're going to get dropped on your neck. James Ellsworth, as he jumps up in the air, tucks his chin in, and it's just like you just see... you're about to see death on your television screen, but AJ Styles is the greatest in the world at the moment and just jumps even further in the air and falls on Ellsworth. He almost died on television. It was incredible.
AJ Styles completely saved the day there.
He didn't save the day. He saved a man's life.
No, nobody would have cared if that man died.
Don't care if he dies.
As you were explaining how wrestlers are supposed to tuck their chin, on my screen... with Sergeant Slaughter doing everything but tucking his humongous chin. That's why I was laughing.
It's impossible to tuck that thing.
Let me get another beer, and I'll be right back.
Question for you. Since you've been to more shows than CJ, what's the best match you ever saw live?
The best match I ever saw live? Well, let's think about that. I got to see a couple cool things in my life. I got to see the Big Show and Stone Cold pull the Titantron down.
That's not a mess. You were at that show? That's a good show to be at.
Yes, I was. I got to see AJ Styles and Roman Reigns, and I was sitting 12 rows from the ring.
It's also, now that AJ Styles is actually a big deal, it's cool to me that I was there for when he showed up at the Royal Rumble, and I was not expecting that at all.
Pretty dope. I was also there for Jon Stewart having a segment on Raw, when he was feuding with Seth Rollins. I guess, what was the best? Oh, the best match of that show, that Extreme Rules I was at that night, that was that Fatal 4-Way, wasn't it? With Sami Zayn, Cesaro, was it The Miz and Kevin Owens? Was that that match? It was a Fatal 4-Way for the Intercontinental title?
That's the best match you've ever seen live?
I've only been to... I forgot about WrestleMania. What was the best match of that WrestleMania? I've only been to five live events.
Really? All right. I mean, I just feel like there's so many. I guess I've just been to more shows than you guys. So.
Five or six live events. It hasn't been many.
CJ, what's the best match you ever saw live?
Match?
Yeah.
I don't recall matches. It was pretty cool when the Big Show tore the Titantron down.
I just said that.
Yeah. You heard that too?
Yeah.
I was there.
Nice.
All right, well, now, Jesus, I don't even want to talk about mine. I wish I was there.
Until I saw him live, and I saw how, like, up, like, into the crowd got to him, and I was like, oh, this guy's awesome all of a sudden.
That was a good-ass Raw.
That was a, remember when Raws were good?
Yeah.
No. Well, that's because they were 2 hours and were watchable. Now they're 3 hours, and every time I'm watching Raw, I'm just angry that I'm sitting there for 3 hours.
I hate that they're 3 hours. All right, that's my biggest beef with Raw, because some good stuff happens here and there. I just hate that they're 3 hours.
Let's roll back into
this. Cut out a lot of garbage.
Let's roll back into this. Guys, what do you think?
Never rolled out of it. Let's roll the dial. Okay. All right, well, I think on the Sergeant Slaughter chin jokes, we've hit the end of the night, gentlemen.
Yeah,
so
I agree with that.
It's been a pleasure, a wonderful episode two. Episode three, we are going to talk about how Sergeant Slaughter's chin affected everything since WrestleMania 9. So let's go from there.
Well,
before we go, I just want to let everyone know you could find us on Facebook.com/KayfabeOnlyBrother. We're on Instagram @KayfabeOnlyBrother. And also, that list we talked about the Survivor Series matches, is posted on the web on our Facebook page, as well as the Stone Cold ET clip that we also talked about. Anybody have anything else they want to say before we sign off? Okay, Paul.
Paul wanted to say.
I was gonna have Stone Cold ET sign us out, but I guess he's not here.
Open up onions. Oh. All
right, Paul.
Thank you, Stone Cold ET. No, but yeah, I did my sign out before. I don't know why you came back to me.
Adam, sign out.
Bye, y'all.
CJ.
Toodles.
And as usual, I'm the Grizz. Good night, good evening, and goodbye.